It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Peace be with you.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Amen. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. Don't forget tomorrow, our Fat Daddy competition for $1,000. We're going to have five fat guys that are all dads and all competing.
Fat Daddies.
And I can't wait till they drop those Mentos in the bottle that'll be held by Peter, our intern.
Yes, the bottle will be secured by an intern.
Yes, stabilized, and then trying to catch the fluid in their little glass.
Catch the spew.
Won't that be exciting? And also, Jeffrey Ross will be on the show.
Hilarious.
And Jeffrey Ross is going to be at the Improv tomorrow through Sunday. You can go ahead and get your tickets at dcimprov.com.
Love going there.
Now it's time to open up the big old audio vault. Rob, what do we have in there today?
Well, we can start with Gina Gershon, who denies... not bad to look at.
Good start.
And she denies that she had sex with Bill Clinton.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Actress Gina Gershon, on the record, did she have an affair with Bill Clinton? Tonight, she fights the Vanity Fair article she calls a lie.
You know, it is such a crazy, outrageous lie that really has nothing to do with me at the end of the day.
Gina, outraged and disappointed. We told you about the article in the current Vanity Fair that claims Clinton's aides are concerned about the company he keeps and mentions that the former president had been spotted with Gina in California.
This disturbed me on so many other levels that I kind of felt like I had to stand up for myself and speak the truth. And, you know, the thing is, journalists today, it's so scary because they take these rumors or hearsay, they put it in a story, then that story goes around the world in about a minute, courtesy of the web, and people read this, they perceive it to be the truth, so therefore, lies are the new facts.
Today, Vanity Fair released a statement defending their story and its writer, quote, Todd Purdom's article does not indicate that former President Bill Clinton had an improper relationship with Gina Gershon. The story merely examines the concerns of some of Clinton's aides about reports of his behavior. We don't believe that any correction is warranted. Gina has a different point of view.
These journalists, these irresponsible journalists, there's no accountability, and I don't know, I just think it's wrong.
Entertainment Tonight. Oh.
How could I ignore that mouth?
Mr. President.
How are you? Good to see you.
Look at that mouth. I just want to say on the record.
Yes, sir.
I agree with her. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Which woman?
Gina Gershon.
And you are?
I'm Bill Clinton.
And your job used to be?
I used to be president.
Uh-huh. Right?
And I also want to say, I thought she was from the Isle of Lesbos.
Really?
If you get my drift,
I
right?
I do.
Yeah.
I really thought he's right about that. I thought she actually did play for that team. Wasn't that the rumor about Gina Gershon? Wasn't she popular in the lesbian community?
That she goes always, I thought.
Oh, omnisexual?
That's what I thought.
Fun to think about, ain't it?
Very good. All right, what else do we have there?
You watch the Today program?
Occasionally. The Today Show, Rob?
Yes,
is that what you're
talking
about? The
National Broadcasting Company?
That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
I think I watch it occasionally. Yeah.
Well, they've revamped that fifth or tenth. I think it's the 10th hour.
And the 10th hour, yes.
Hosted by Kathy Lee and Hoda Kotb. And guess what they resorted to this week?
What do we have?
They trotted out Cody again.
Oh, because she said she wasn't going to do that.
Right.
Did the evil Kathy Lee give her.
Didn't take long, did it?
No. Let's hear just a taste.
He's what, 30 now?
He's 62.
Okay, very good.
No, he really sounds like the classic disinterested mouth-breathing teenager.
I don't want to go on the show, Mom.
That's right. He's interning.
This is Cody Gifford.
Cody Gifford.
Wonderful.
Cody's here, by the way. You know, Cody has been, and his friend Jeff, have been always kind of in the background, but
Hoda.
We've never seen them.
His friend.
Here they are.
They dragged us out, yeah.
We forced you into it, I know.
Yeah. They're working as interns. Since they graduate next week.
What have they
school.
Done? I don't even know what they're doing.
You know
what are they doing?
Tough work. Tell us what you did yesterday with us, you guys.
We went to the screening of The Happening.
Yeah, that was exhausting, wasn't it?
That was.
That prepares you for a life.
Hey, Code, how was the feud? Because I know you guys went this weekend
the
to California.
It was a lot of fun, actually.
Oh, yeah. The Gifford family is on Celebrity Family Feud.
Oh, of course they are.
That's great.
Because she doesn't want to do what she used to do with the kids.
No. I think Giff will be in a wheelchair.
Oh, duh, copy. So, Cody, are you enjoying your internship? Cody, what's that in your hand? Cody! Cody! Cody, get down off the building,
knew
Cody.
That would happen.
Cody, stop it.
Now, if you go to Kathy Lee's other former co-worker, he had a zesty morning this morning.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Here's Reach. Regis, yeah.
Look, you've knocked your own down. Can I straighten that out?
Wow.
I've never seen Regis with a
Joy doesn't like this I don't know where it comes from. It just lays there, all right.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're just having some fun.
I don't know why that made me think of Joe. I'm talking to Joe out there.
Oh, yeah.
And we, you know, that HG Buzz Bissinger was talking about the Sugar Ray book and the fact that he did coke. And,
right.
And Joe, out of nowhere, I'm like, man, I didn't know that. And Joe's like, I knew it.
Yeah.
I said, how the hell did
Joe sold to him?
I said, how the hell do you know that? Joe says, membership has its privileges.
Wow.
Whatever. Thank you,
there,
Joe Arden.
You have it.
All right, what else do we have?
You know who's funny on that David Letterman show?
Ooh. Who's that?
Alan Coulter.
I like me the Alan Coulter.
Yeah, let's hear a little bit of him.
Good guy.
Thank you, diapers. Last night, I saw one of the summer's most hotly anticipated films. This was a film about a man with something burning deep inside himself, desperate to break free. A man who, when excited, sees parts of his anatomy throb and pulsate, change colors, and swell to extraordinarily large proportions, causing his pants to tear open, unable to resist the power of what lies inside.
So... he's perfect for
Alan,
that.
Alan, how many stars did you give The Incredible Hulk?
The Incredible Hulk? I must have wandered into the wrong theater. I still give this 3 stars. Back to you, Dave.
Oh, my
Alan Coulter, the summer movie.
Use him more.
Yeah, oh, he's great.
Use Alan Coulter more, Dave.
Always funny.
We'd love to see it.
Who should not be used as much is Hulk Hogan.
Now, what's he talking about now?
He was on with The Frog last night.
Yeah, brother.
You know, his son got locked up for being in that unfortunate automobile accident that left his friend in a coma.
And, Rob, yes. I don't know if you were here when we did this or not, but you can't call him The Frog anymore. We refer to him as The Bat.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw the picture on the website.
Larry King has now turned into a bat, so he will henceforth be referred to as The Bat.
But also, from here forward, don't do anything. Anything when I'm gone, because I don't like to look stupid.
I know. All I know you don't like that. So let's hear Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan, he has some interesting thoughts on God and his son's auto wreck.
Mm-hmm. You believe in God?
Yes, I do.
So do you believe in a second act? You believe in forgiveness?
Well,
you believe that...
Well, it's like I said, this is in God's hands. Things happen for a reason. This is to make Nick a better person. This is, in my belief, this is to make John a better person. It's like I said before, you know. It's God's will where we're at with it.
So it's God's will.
I have to say this, though. It's just funny to hear him.
Serious?
Just talking that mellow voice.
Yeah.
He toned it down for Gladiators a little bit, but it's still the wrestler talk.
Right.
And just to hear him, he almost isn't recognizable.
Found religion.
Well, what you want to hear here is that it's God's will to put the boy's friend in a coma because that's going to better this child somehow.
Yeah, it's a little convoluted.
A little odd on the spin. Let's hear a little more.
This situation, I refuse to accept any negativity, any naysayers, and I firmly believe there's a plan, you know, and it's God's plan and God's will. And if you don't have the spirit of God in you, I mean, everybody has it in them. Some people don't bring it out. Certain situations like tragedies like this, certain situations like different things in life bring it out, but some people become aware and they become present through their faith.
Or they hide behind their religion.
Okay, you know, what it is, really. I mean, you go through something like this, he's grasping, obviously.
He's doing anything he can.
That's what he's doing. But, you know, it's just a little more hurtful when you come out on national television and you're talking about it. That's, you know, I agree. That will piss off the family. What about the kid that's in the coma?
Well, it's God's plan to better him.
Yeah, of course.
What I like is that when he talks low like that, he sounds so smart.
How are you, brother? I just want to say I'm really concerned about that. And I frankly do think that Bill Clinton banged Gina Gershon.
Reverend Hulk,
just another, my opinion here.
Another smart guy. The governor of California is upset.
Amen.
He's upset.
Upset?
Yes,
why is he upset,
because
Rob?
Because California is losing so many motion pictures to other states.
Let him have it, Arnold.
You see, there's many things that we can do. Right after, in the afternoon, I'm going to go and visit a studio, Paramount Studio.
That is where they make, that is where films. In the studios they make the pictures.
The motion pictures?
The movies are made, they were made in California, now they're making them in the other places.
Like what?
And that's like in Canada.
Uh-huh, and other states?
In Carolinas.
Do you know any of the other states?
Some of the other ones, I can't count them.
But you know them.
Ah!
200 films here in this state. But we should be filming 600 films in this state. The rest of the films are going outside the state to New Mexico.
New Mexico.
And Louisiana.
I'm here.
And to New York.
I'd like
TV productions.
I'm,
movie.
I'm getting ready to mount an offensive. I've mobilized the National Guard and things, and we are going to enter New Mexico.
What will you do to Louisiana?
We'll blow it out of the water. We will blow them into the sea.
That's right, California, Arnold. Because we don't have a tax incentive. All of the other states are offering a tax incentive. They know how much money that is for the state. We are losing billions of dollars and revenues.
Get a little dry throat, isn't he?
He sounds worse than ever.
He is upset.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my plan. I'm going to invade New Mexico. We're going to go over the mountains, and we're going to come in with the troops. I will be leading the charge because I'm the governor on a white horse.
Right.
And then I will take out some of special guns that I have from my movies.
Right, and what about Louisiana?
Then we are going to blow it into the Gulf of Mexico.
Who are you?
I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger. Dankeschön. All right, what else do we
have? Did you know the moment of truth is still on television?
This show is the land of suck, I swear to God.
I thought that would be gone by now.
I watched it one time. I only watched it one time.
It's
and there's
horrible.
So much, ooh. Yeah. Every single revelation, they have to go, ooh, isn't that special?
You said it when you were talking to Biz Buzzinger. Buzz Bissinger, what's his name?
Buzz Bissinger.
Is that the dumbing of America?
Bissinger. Like Henry Kissinger.
Right. Here's the dumbing of America.
Okay.
Next question I have for you is going to be asked by Linda Ramos, a Los Angeles-based NAFA representative. Would you like to know what NAFA stands for?
Yes, please.
Duh.
It is the National Association for Advancement of Fat Acceptance.
That's great.
Here comes a great question and a great answer.
Good.
I will let you have the floor. You get to ask question six of Aaron.
Mom over, lady.
Question six.
Do fat people repulse you?
Oh.
This might be a repeat.
Really?
Might be a repeat.
It was new to me.
Yes.
Shocking.
Oh!
Shocking.
Oh, my God. Fat people repulse you.
That answer is...
True. Of course it is.
True.
What?
Thank you.
Great
Everybody
show.
Everybody say it. I am fat.
All right, Robbie, let's wind it up. What do we have next?
Okay, Jimmy Kimmel is hosting a program that follows the basketball on the what are they? Are they playoffs now or the championship?
This is the finals. Right? The NBA finals going on last night.
And Charles Barkley cut a few PSAs for him. I enjoyed them. I think they're helpful.
Terrible.
Hi, I'm Charles Barkley. Reading to your kids is important. It stimulates their imaginations and teaches them the value of books. You think you would know that, but somehow you don't.
Oh, dear.
Only a dumbass needs a retired player to tell them to read to your kids. I guess you're a dumbass. Read to your kids, dumbass.
He's batting 1,000,
he's
isn't
great,
he?
Isn't he?
Is there another one?
There is one about kids wanting to get into pro basketball.
Okay, very good.
Hi, I'm Charles Barkley. Kids are always coming up to me asking me, Charles, do you think I can make it as a player in the NBA? Well, the answer is simple. How tall are your parents? If your dad is 5'6" and your mom is 5'2", no, you can't make it in the NBA. So give it up and get your ass back in school.
Isn't he great?
Oh, my God.
The more you know.
Close that vault, Mike.
Okay, let's. I just want to look down here and see if I see anything that I want to hear. Oh, Rob, please, before we do that, do you have the nail gun? You don't have the nail gun, right?
Yeah, but go ahead with it.
Can we do that?
I'm not sure I'll get to it.
This is the nail gun 911 call. Just before we go, I'm sorry.
All right, not at all.
This is good. We have to do this.
This is number 15.
The call, the 911 call for the nail gun.
All right, very good.
One person got shot in the head with a nail gun.
Well, they're in route. Is the nail still in there?
Yes.
Okay. Don't take it out. Just go ahead and leave it in there.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Very good. Shawnee, Kansas, out of Kansas City.
And I have one more cut that really goes well
with
it. You
got to hear this.
This is the guy discussing how the doctor treated him.
Okay.
And he was trying to get a hold of the nail, and he couldn't quite get it. So he looked at me. He says, I need a claw hammer. And at that time, I thought, he's just teasing, you know. And he got a screwdriver at the same time, and he took the screwdriver, and he pried the nail up just a little bit, and then he got the claw hammer. And...
Wow, can you imagine?
Well, we have a clip of the doctor as well.
Hey, what's going on this side?
There he is. Okay.
The amazing thing to me, the guy didn't realize he had a nail in his head until he tried to take his hat off.
Didn't know it.
Gotta get me a claw hammer. All right, that's the audio vault for today.
My hat is all attached and whatnot.
Thank you very much. Well, we got to do our movie reviewer. He's waiting in the wings.
Cool.
We will be talking to Tom Hirsch.
Oh, I love him.
From Aspen Hill, Maryland. He's a caterer by day. Movie reviewer by night.
Okay.
We'll see how he does as we continue to interview our movie reviewers. And we'll have the final buzz also. Coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, I see. The junk gets a...